This is WITF. Riverfront Park in Reading has the potential to become a recreational asset, but noise and littering complaints have prompted the city to take restrictive measures to address what it believes to be issues of overcrowding. In part one of this story, we told you about how its development is facing hurdles and detailed some possible solutions. Now, WITF's Gabriela Martinez looks at how one group is reimagining what the park could be.
The sounds of traditional northern Mexican music echoed throughout the park one afternoon in September. A group of girls are practicing a dance routine in the park's pavilion. Their colorful skirts are billowing in the air as they mark the music's rhythm with their feet. They're with Grupo Guarani, a Mexican folkloric dance troupe for young people in the city. Guarani means dance in Purépecha, which is an indigenous language from Michoacán in Mexico. Watching them closely is instructor Yuritskiri Sixtos Medina. This has been her passion since she was 8. She spent most of her life studying and teaching the dances of more than 60 indigenous groups living in Mexico. Medina says that all of these girls will go on to be successful professionals. Why? Because they know how to control an audience, and that's an important skill to have nowadays. She views dance as an essential part of her students' emotional and intellectual development. The girls' moms sit nearby in portable chairs, chatting, while they watch the rehearsal. Guadalupe Vasquez says it's wonderful to be in a tranquil environment, in touch with nature. The sound of the river, the trees, the birds, and watching her daughter dance is very relaxing.
Muy bien, a mí me agrada. Y que nos den permiso, porque si el primer día que llegamos, se paró la policía y nos empezó a...
But getting to use this area wasn't an easy task. When Grupo Guarani started parking by the pavilion on Riverfront Drive, the police came by because parking isn't allowed.
No sé qué se deba que es un parque y no haya donde estacionarse.
She says she doesn't know why there wouldn't be a place to park near a recreational space.
It all started about a year and a half ago when the city painted yellow lines along the park and put up no parking signs. It was done in response to complaints from neighbors about loud music, drag racing, and littering. But with the help of the nonprofit Barrio Alegría, Grupo Guarani secured a permit to use the park twice a week for its rehearsals.
Sinceramente, te voy a decir, yo ni siquiera sabía que esto era un parque.
Medina says she didn't even know this place existed. She just thought it was a highway exit. Now, the group has taken on the role of park caretakers. They pick up the trash and try to engage other people on nearby trails to clean up after themselves.
La vez pasada que venimos aquí y limpiamos, lo dejamos bien ordenado, bien limpiecito.
Medina says that after one of their practices, the girls picked up trash to keep the land clean. The group has embraced its new role.
Entonces después estaba un grupo de...
When a group of people were celebrating a birthday party in the park, Medina went up to them to remind them to pick up after themselves. When it was time for their next practice, the land was clear of any garbage. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News, Reading.